It's a Friday. That's when you get the roundup. Welcome to the morning show again,
Penny. Good morning, Dave, and good morning to our listeners tuning in to Friday Focus, where we look at the key story shaping Kwadukuza and the North Coast this week. And we're going to start with the Blue Flag beaches, which was quite a win for our region, something positive. The beaches at Blythedale, Willard, Sault, Main Beach and Thompson's have been awarded the Blue Flag status for the 25-26 season. And the Blue Flag Eco Label recognizes water quality, environmental management, safety, and amenities that meet international standards. I know a lot of people are thinking in their heads, how is this possible? But Kwadukuza is only one of only three municipalities in KZN to receive this recognition this year, alongside Rand Konyeni and Unzumbu. And the municipal spokesperson, Sifiso Zulu, says the recognition reflects ongoing coastal upgrades and the goals to expand Blue Flag status to more beaches in the future. And as a festive season approaches, attention now shifts from the award itself to where the maintenance, lifeguard resourcing, water testing, and the facilities can be consistently sustained during peak holiday pressure. And from the coastline to the cost of keeping the lights on, the High Court decision that's ruled NERSA, who has to overhaul its process for approving municipal electricity tariffs. That's going to affect everyone. The court has found that tariff approvals were made without proper cost studies and without meaningful public participation, which the law requires. The ruling does not reduce current electricity tariffs, but it changes how future increases must be decided. Municipalities will now be required to open the tariff process to the public before approval. For Kwadukuza, where households and businesses are already under economic pressure, the question is simple. Will the public actually be given a meaningful say, or will consultation become a box-ticking exercise? And staying with the electricity supply, the Dukuza Bulk Power Substation. This is the largest capital project underway in Kwadukuza, but continued delays and requests for additional funding have raised calls for tender transparency. The Dolphin Coast Ratepayers Association, supported by its attorney, Schindler Attorneys, has requested the tender documents through a PIE request to access how the project was priced and awarded. The municipality has not released the documents and an internal appeal is underway. Now, this is not a political argument. This is a public accountability issue involving a major infrastructure project that will determine the region's electricity capacity and reliability. When documents are withheld, it raises the question why. If everything is compliant, then it stands to reason the paperwork should be published. Meanwhile, spending inside the municipality has also come under scrutiny. Leaked internal documents, which we discussed on the show this week, show that Kwadukuza has spent about 35 million rand on councillor protection and 18.2 million rand on VIP protection for the municipal manager. The documents indicate that these deployments were made without the required risk assessment and approval processes that justify public spending on this scale. Without those controls, security budgets can be expanded, redirected, or allocated without oversight. Now, this is public money, and ratepayers are funding it. This is happening while many neighborhoods report street lights out for months, road maintenance delays, and waste service breakdowns. The public question is now unavoidable. Are budget priorities aligned with community needs or with political office holding? And finally, a major coastal safety decision now sits in the hands of the regulators. A public participation meeting took place this week on the proposal to install shark nets at Tinley Manor Beach. In attendance were the KwaZulu-Natal Sharks Board, Kwadukuza Municipality, the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, and the Tinley Development Team, and obviously the community stakeholders. Developers say the planned Club Med Resort is expected to bring around 36,000 guests a year, and the Tinley could become the second busiest beach in KZN after Durban. They argue that safe bathing conditions are necessary for tourism. The Sharks Board says that while shark incidence risks is low, It is present, and that spotters and drone monitoring are not feasible due to visibility limits along this coastline. The DFFE will now review public submissions and make a decision. The central issue is how we balance tourism cost and revenue with marine conservation and long-term environmental impact. And these are the stories shaping Kwadukuza this week. I'm Penny Free, and this is Friday Focus.
Wow, interesting stuff, hey?
Yeah, you know, the Sharks public participation meeting on the Sharks Board meeting was very interesting. It was well attended. I attended the Tinley Manor meeting. And, you know, they said that with Tinley possibly becoming one of the busiest beaches in Durban, in KZN after the Durban, that's 36,000 visitors, and 24,000 of those they're expecting will be international. They obviously are looking at that, and that has raised the ire of many environmentalists because the shark nets are close to the marine protected area, and there was a lot of debate and information on that.
And of course, the experts in the field differ greatly depending on where your bread
Absolutely.
Is budgeted. You know, if you're in the employ of the Natal Sharks Board, you clearly have a duty to sell the concept that it is an important service. And look, your perception is your reality, isn't that so, in life? So if someone tells you, you can swim here, it is completely safe because we've put in the measures that keep it safe, you will swim and you'll be perfectly safe and your mind. If someone put the opposite of that into your mind, you would feel terribly insecure.
Yeah, and you know what? The arguments were compelling. You know, the environmentalists are saying...
But all the environmentalists have got tons of evidence to show shark nets do not... keep sharks away from bathing areas. Yes. They might catch a few on the way out, but the damage is done if they are in, and they are always in before they go out. And there it is. The evidence is overwhelming, but the perception, you know, these movies like Jaws in the past.
Yeah, that is. It is a public
fear. They do a hatchet job, and the poor shark the global population of sharks has diminished so dramatically. Especially the big alpha predators, the whites, the great whites.
Yeah, the apex.
They are in decline to the point of almost approaching the red dot.
Those were the fears from a lot of the audience who represented environmental groups. And someone who, an expert there who has spent his life tagging sharks, he had some really compelling arguments about not putting the nets in. And you know, when you look at Tinley, it's a high energy beach. You know, I don't think the public knows how it's not like Mauritius where you go there and you have this flat beach. So it's going to be...
Unfortunately, the decisions do not rest with the... Thank God that the most decisions don't rest with the public. Have you looked at the public lately? Yeah. I mean, the public across the planet is like Dorf on steroids. Gee, we are the thickest species in the universe.
Social media and AI has made us dumber. Hey?
Totally. One hopes for... Have you seen the Jane Goodall famous last words piece on Netflix?
No, I haven't.
Do yourself a favor. You know, they recorded her in a very, very intimate setting before her death.
Yeah.
And on the understanding that it would only be released after she had passed. So this entire exercise was done as a kind of goodbye. And then famous last words, exactly that. So she could give you from the heart her views on life, on her work, on the planet, her hopes, her dreams, her fears, and they are all good, you know. But she pulls no punches because clearly she had something to say. And you realize from that most of the world's leaders are definitely not doing things that she would like to be seen done. And it's a compelling watch. Watch it tonight. Okay. It's short. It's called Famous Last Words.
I'm going to put
it on Netflix.
On
you will love it.
There you go, everyone. We'll stay tuned for another Friday Focus for next Friday.
Indeed. That's Penny Foree, our investigative journalist. She does a super job. And if you haven't caught her podcast, you've got to do that. It's called Uncensored with Penny Foree. It unpacks astonishing revelations that the municipality probably doesn't want you to know. In fact, I would suggest they definitely don't want you to know, because there's lots and lots and lots of skeletons. You know, the small Anyana ones that someone in government once talked about. Yeah. There's a lot of those coming out now.
Yeah, and you know what? Silence protects power, and it's our duty to put that out in the public platform.
So go find it. Uncensored with Penny Faree. You will be amazed.